Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You did this on purpose? Wow. You did this on purpose? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check it out. All our interviews. You want to get an update on what was said the other day between the coach of Langston Hughes and the athletic director at Gainesville, we have that for you on our page on the website. Go check it out. Noelle and I, during the break, were talking about, because I was trying to pronounce this woman's name from Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco, and it's her birthday today. And she celebrates a birthday with John Legend's wife. I feel the same way about John Legend's wife as Noelle feels about
Alicia Keys.
He's a better man than me. He's just a better man than me. I'm not gonna say nothing disparaging.
Yeah.
But she just.
Oh my.
Christy Teigen, happy birthday. That's all I'll say.
That's all you're gonna
say. She celebrates the same. She born on the same day as Kaylee Cuoco.
Okay.
So that's why we were talking about it, and so she was helping me out with that. But I asked her if she played that song that she played from Fleetwood Mac on purpose, because in 22 we lost her, but today would have been Christy McVie's birthday.
Hmm.
And of all the singers in the Fleetwood Mac, you know.
That's my favorite Christy McVie song, too.
Pardon?
That's my favorite Christy McVie song, too.
Of all the songs you could have picked in their catalog, of the various singers, you picked... You picked her.
And reached for it on purpose, too. So that's crazy synergy.
Yep. You know what I mean?
But my life works like that. Y'all have no idea.
Just happens.
Would have been Christy's birthday today. And again, Kaylee and Christy, other two, turned 40 today.
Okay.
Like I said, John Legend's a special man. Listen, these guys are up in New York, and they should handle their business today, meaning the Falcons.
Should.
With... not much of an issue.
Should.
Right. That's the key word in that sentence. We've been watching a pass rush this year in a way we haven't seen before. Looking at Pierce, got himself 4 sacks so far this year.
Yeah, man.
We're looking at a running game when given the opportunity, looks dangerous as can be. So why should – and we got a quarterback who's been up there before, who's played in this kind of weather, and you'd like to think is not going to give away the game.
Okay.
Going to do what you just
the
manage
other team
the game.
Beats you, they're going to have to beat you.
They're going to have to beat you.
You're not going to gift it.
And I'm not. You know, is Justin Fields playing even today? If he's playing, you know.
No, I don't believe so.
No, so he's not playing. So you don't have to bank on 2 interceptions coming your way. But I just feel like I don't know how to dissect this game. Falcons should just go up there and get well on this trip, a business trip. Get up there, you know, bring one change with you. Don't change your clothes.
Don't change your clothes.
That's it. And get on back here. Now, what will the Jets do in your mind to make that not happen?
They got to try to get them out of the strong thing they're doing right now, because they got to defuse the run game. And they can look at some things the weeks leading up to last week and see where the running game had been defused. You know, we wonder what happened with this team that had a running back that was the offensive player of the month, you know, for the first month of the season. And all of a sudden, Bijan, you know, getting bottled up and having trouble getting the ball to him in the right situations or just running. And so it became a very difficult thing. It was great to see them run the ball better. And I think that's been better also for, you know, we try to bring a quarterback in and get him settled in. The running game plays a big, big role. And I think that has helped them out a lot.
Plus, didn't they just get rid of Sauce Gardner?
Yeah.
They got rid of him, so, yeah.
Falcons just saw Sauce.
Quinnen Williams, too, I believe.
Yeah, Quinnen Williams, too, yeah.
They saw Sauce over in Berlin.
That's true. Ain't that crazy? Still had to see Sauce. Saw him early.
They saw him over in Berlin.
He ain't do much, though.
No, he just got into the team.
Shout out to Drake.
So again, I say to you, this should be – and by the way, we're going to get a deep dive into this matchup. Everything you need to know, the particulars, offensively, defensively, special teams, that's all coming up in an hour with Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker. They'll take you through it, the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. But I just don't
– the neatest thing that happened to this team, you know, last week was Divine Diablo returning. Mm-hmm. And I think just having that guy reinserted back into this defense, even with a club on one hand, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know what you think, but to me, just his presence back out there, because the defense had been missing a little something. They had been sputtering just a bit with him out. And just if he's out there, you know, his presence just makes some things happen.
I need a zero, and I got him back. I needed it. That you man know, almost had an interception. The club stopped him from corralling it in and getting an interception off of Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I needed zero back in there. They had a zero size hole, especially at stopping the run. And man, oh man, did it look different. I need a zero. Give me some of that today, because that's what I'm watching. I'm tuning in to watch defense and to see if this special teams improves at all. Looked better last week.
Yeah.
I started making check X question mark list. You know, some people might have came off certain lists and put on other lists. Good job,
All
so
right.
We watching special teams today because defense is gonna show up.
There we go, defense showing up and special teams. Obviously, you want that.
I'm just enjoying you two.
Why is that?
Y'all are just making me laugh these last few days. I got you impressions galore. You're doing elephants and doing other kinds of stuff there. Yeah, we were talking Alabama the other day. You got Noel's over here doing Bette Midler. I mean, this has been beautiful. I'm just enjoying all of this, man. I thought I was the only one who did knucklehead stuff around here. Y'all are making me laugh. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Sunday morning. Well, maybe it's just because it's the last day of November.
Is that what it is?
It must be.
Let's blame it on that.
And we're thinking about what we all have to do, some of us start doing, in preparation for the 25th.
Yeah.
Going out there looking for those gifts for our loved ones.
Yes.
Looking for other things. I gotta get some tires.
Oh man!
And I gotta get these squirrels out of my roof, or my attic.
They're driving you crazy.
Oh, man. They're not driving me crazy so much. They're driving Jesse crazy, which then drives me crazy.
There you go.
And everybody's, you know, listen. I'm not unique to this. Other people out there have had critters, you know, in the walls and going in your house, and you got to do what you got to do. So that's mine right now. So I'm dealing with that.
Looking at our injury report for today's game. And once again, Drake London's going to be out.
Yep.
So that's one other thing. And questionable is Chris Lindstrom. Let's see if he goes. He's got a foot thing happening there. So we'll see if he can get him in there, because you want your best line, because you want to be able to run the football. And so that's what we're looking for. There was some guys were limited in their participation on Friday. But, you know, everybody else should be ready to go. Full participation. Cadero Hards, J.D. Bertrand, Matthew Bergeron. So it'd be great to have as much of that back in place if as possible. Limited participation, just out resting on Friday, didn't practice. Jake Matthews and Caden Ellis. But Caden Ellis will be there today.
So these guys go up to New York. Let's just assume that they just do what they have to do and they get out of there
yes.
with a win. Next week, you got Seattle coming here.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm curious about when we talk to Russell, which is next segment, because Russell spent, he's got a wide range of things, topics, and things that he talks about having to do with this NFL. And he gets perception of various teams from other cities. I'm curious of what his perception is of this Falcons team right now. What's going on with it? The quarterback position, the coaching position, and what his thoughts are on it. Because if we're going to back up and punt away this season and think about what we're going to do next season and what tools we're going to put around Michael Penix and how we're going to step up this defense, I'm curious for somebody who follows it with the attention to detail that he does, what he's got to say about this particular team and this division. Because at the beginning of this year, we were giving this to Tampa Bay and the way Baker Mayfield had been playing and turned the corner. We weren't sure what was going to happen in California, and we all knew that New Orleans was kind of a train wreck. But going in here, while Tampa Bay was thought of as the leaders in the clubhouse, we weren't really sure what we were going to get from Michael Penix. We just kept hoping because, again, we couldn't pull anything from preseason, right?
Right.
Couldn't see anything there.
Nope.
And we kept waiting for him to catch traction. Can you tell me if that happened this year? Before the injury and how you were feeling about that.
It was still a work in progress.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was a work in progress. You know, you move your offensive coordinator from up top down to the field. That seemed to have some good impact. But we're still getting there.
The reason I bring all this up is because Baker Mayfield's going to come back from his little injury here. So he'll be back there, down there in Tampa. We've seen Bryce Young turn the corner this year.
Have we?
At least I have, compared to what I saw last year. Can you completely poo-poo it, or can you kind of look at it with a skunk eye and say, yeah, okay, he did some stuff that made me think, all right, he belongs here, at least he belongs here in the league. Because last year—
He belongs in the league, and I don't know if he's ready to make
him because we saw flashes last year, too, but I feel like we are the only team that ever see flashes from Bryce Young. I feel like this is the only team he never folds for.
I think
which is just weird.
It goes back to his Alabama days.
You going to go there?
Well, it's like it's something there.
It's like you come down here to the Benz and go, this is my house.
Yeah, it's just weird energy, but I don't know what it is. Like, he see the Falcons and it's like, oh, yeah, barbecue chicken. The rest of the league is like shaking boots.
He seems to have a confidence at least, or will you agree with this? He seems to have a confidence at this point in this season that is much farther down the road as far as his progression than he was last year.
No.
That's why you don't see that?
He's still slamming his helmet on the ground. I'm not talking about maturity. I'm talking about the way they look on the field. Things are still happening on the field involving him that's causing him to go to the sideline and slam helmets and put towels over his head, giving his best Cam Newton impression. And that's not the Cam Newton impression you want if you're a Carolina fan.
I understand it, but he wasn't playing at that team wasn't playing at a 500 clip last year, and they are this year.
But that's not him, though.
I understand
it's Rico Dowdle.
He's not losing games.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's
I can't even say that because he is losing the games they're losing. It's him that's losing games when they're 500 is Rico Dowdle.
They lost.
Unless they play us.
They lost to the Saints.
It's just
weird.
I agree with you that Bryce Young has talent. I've been waiting for that corner to turn. I don't think it's all Bryce Young, but does he look better than last year? No, I think he looks the same. I just think some days he looks better than others. I don't know what it is. Like
maybe I'm looking on them days then.
And the lower really
but
low.
I just feel like, in other words, the point is, of this division, the quarterback competition or the quarterback evaluations are a lot tighter than they were in
a couple. I will agree with that with a skunk face. I hate it, but I will agree with that, Greg.
Previous years, and that gives you cause to pause when you think about this Falcons team and the weapons around them. You know, we can talk about what Baker's got down there and Mike Evans and them guys down there versus what Michael Penix has up here and Bijan and his guys, but
what's that thing you said about Josh Daniels earlier?
Coordinators.
Silver Captain Morgan.
Oh my!
She teed that up perfectly. Well, I think on that note, we'll move to Russell Baxter.
Yeah, man.
It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Thank you, Noel. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is Sam and Greg on this last day of November 30th day. And thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend mornings. We were with you on Thursday. We were there on Friday. We're back here on Sundays. And a reminder that we will be with you Saturdays and Sundays starting again in mid-January. So, I want to thank you for that. Let me just put a cap on the reason I brought up what I brought up before we bring Russell in here.
Okay.
Because I saw this Charlotte team win three in a row. I ain't seen the Falcons win three in a row. I saw them go up to Green Bay, beat the Packers. I saw them beat the Cowboys. I saw them beat Miami. And again, you can say what you will about those teams then, but that was the reason why I was feeling like Bryce Young had turned the corner. When you do that, when you win those road games against those teams, other than his wins against the Falcons, it gave me reason to notice what he was doing. Okay. So that's all I'm saying. That was my case. But I agree with what you guys have been saying. As we bring Russell Baxter in, Russell, we haven't talked to you in a while. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays. Happy 4th of July. I'm sorry. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It has. But always great to catch up with you, Russell, at this stage of the season. And we're through the Thanksgiving holiday. We feel like we're getting ready to have the stretch run for the NFL. And there's still a lot of mysteries out there. There's still a lot of things that we don't know about some of the teams, especially the one here in Atlanta.
This has been one of the strangest seasons. And I remember talking to people a couple of weeks ago. I get the sense it's going to be one of those who gets hot down the stretch teams to win a Super Bowl. Like we saw with the Buccaneers 5 years ago, 7-5, come off a bye, win their last four games, run the table, win the Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to be there's no real dominant team. I know New England's 10-2, and I don't fault them for that. In fact, Mike Vrabel, if he's not coach of the year, then there will be an investigation, I'm sure. That team won 8 games the previous 2 years. But we've seen good teams win 3 or 4 games and then stub their toes. We've seen a lot of win-loss, 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 win-loss by teams in this league, alternating wins and losses. The Rams are hot right now. They've been dominant for the last 6 weeks, but they still have some work to do in a top-heavy division. And I can't put my finger on who the best team in the league is. It really goes from week to week, and I can't remember. And I'm not saying we haven't had years like this, but we have had years where the Rams did it in 2021. They weren't necessarily the best team all season. In fact, if you remember 2021, the Green Bay Packers and the Tennessee Titans were the number one seeds, and they were one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I just get the sense that's what we're looking at right now. And we've got a lot of teams. Nobody who won a division in the AFC last year is in first place right now. Think about that.
Yeah. We were just talking about that New England team. Josh McDaniel, all kinds of roses. You talk about Vrabel
sure.
getting the Coach of the Year award. But we were talking about the coordinators that We should stay coordinators. They dip their toe into the head coaching position for a little bit, but when they get back to being a coordinator, you see why they were there. But I want to ask you this, Russell. The three of us were going back and forth about Carolina Panthers a minute ago. I made a statement that I thought that Bryce Young had turned the corner and he was improving and then ran down the quarterbacks in this division. New Orleans Saints left aside. And I don't know how to articulate who is the dominant team or who do you feel is going to emerge amongst the three, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Tampa Bay, and maybe own this division for a few years. How do you look at this division?
I don't know if it's going to be owned for a few years. By the way, I agree with you that Bryce Young, in fact, I've seen Bryce Young turn the corner several times this year and then go right back down the alley the following week. And he's indicative of what I was talking about a few minutes ago, this up and down nature of win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. How do you go from 448 yards? I know it's overtime. And as brilliant as he played, okay, and he's been a quarterback who has struggled early in games, and then he looked lost against the 49ers. And I blame the Panthers a little for that. When you run the ball 13 times all game, you're not going to have a lot of success with your offense and your passing attack. But I don't know if anyone's going to dominate this division, because even though the Bucs have won it 4 years in a row and have been in the playoffs 5 years and 5 years in a row, they've yet to win more than 10 games over this stretch in the regular season. Okay, I mean, we saw the Buccaneers win this division with Tom Brady a couple of years ago, and they were 8-9. So no one seems to separate. What I find intriguing about this division, and, you know, with all due respect to the Falcons, their divisional record is, you know, they've already lost the Bucs at home. They beat the Saints. They got swept by the Panthers. They've dug themselves a hole. And I don't know what the NFL schedule makers, how they come up with these things. Maybe it's just a gut sense of a team that's going to come out of nowhere. But I thought it was very clever of them to put Carolina and Tampa Bay twice in the final 3 weeks.
Yep, that's what they've done. That's what, you know, and you watch and see what happens with it, folks. We are enjoying having Russell Baxter. We rarely get a chance to have him on with us, but he's glad he's with us this morning. And he is social. You can all of him find him at Bax Football Guru, at Bax Football Guru. Who in the NFC you see pulling away? The Eagles, we watch them. They're having their struggles. People have doubts with them here. The Cowboys getting the game here Thanksgiving night.
Bears.
Greg would like you to mention the Bears and say something nice about them. They're winning football games for a change. This NFC, man, is a wide open thing.
Yeah, I agree. And the beauty of what we're going to see with this division is, you know, the best division in football last year was the NFC North. Remember, you had a 15-2 team, you had a 14-3 team, you had an 11-6 team. By the way, they all got bounced in the first round of the playoffs, so take that for what it's worth. But the Bears are the physicality that the Bears showed with that running game on Thanksgiving, 281 yards against the Eagles, two running backs over 100 yards. So I know there's so much focus on the quarterbacks in this league, and I understand that, but, you know, the Bears went out and fortified the interior of their offensive line in free agency and trades this offseason, and it's starting to pay off. And, you know, Ben Johnson, for people who thought he was just a product of a good team as the offensive coordinator in Detroit, I think he's showing that he's a pretty damn good coach so far. Now, they still have two games with the Packers, and they're going to probably need to win both of them because their divisional record is not all that good. Philly is mysterious. You know, it's the second time in a row they've lost two games in a row, and mistake prone. Getting pushed around by the Bears, their defensive line getting pushed around, I thought was really startling. And it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Here comes Dallas, but of course Dallas can't stop. You know, they can't stop a stocking from running.
Mm-hmm.
So take that for what it.
Whoa.
Take that for what it's worth. But let me tell you something. And it's an oddity, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, okay? So keep in mind now that the Cowboys are basically a game behind the Eagles now, okay? They're 6-5-1. The Eagles are 8-4, okay? So they're hovering. They split during the regular season. Philly lost to the Giants this year, that could come really come back and bite them in the you know what. Okay. But here's the note I want to bring up is, and you know, and the Eagles have won a couple Super Bowls over this stretch. No team is repeated as NFC East champion.
Yep.
Over 20 years.
Yep.
The last team to do it was Andy Reid. He won four in a row from 2001 to 2004. Even when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, they didn't win the division the following year. A wild, weird streak. I can't put my finger on it at all, but it just happens. So we'll see. It's too bad Dallas and Philly are done for the year. And if Philly gets Washington twice in the final 3 weeks, which I understood that scheduling. So, by the way, before I leave you, I have to ask you both a question.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're not leaving yet, are we?
No.
Sure.
Okay. And this is for your producer. She'll appreciate this. Who do you think is going to win the Falcons-Jets game today?
I'm going to say Falcons.
Me too.
Okay. Without a doubt.
So between the two of you, you've made two picks for the game, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that means you have two more picks than the New York Jets have this season.
Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah.
The Jets have yet to intercept a pass this year, guys.
Whoa.
We know that they're the JV league. I mean, JV team.
They can't get the J or the V. Okay? They only have one takeaway in 11 games.
Wow.
By the way, the record is two. Fewest in the season, two. Kyle Shanahan's 2018 49ers. The record for fewest takeaways in a season is seven. Kyle Shanahan's 2018 49ers. I don't know if Aaron Glenn wants to be like Kyle Shanahan, but this is probably the wrong way to go about it.
Without a doubt.
We got to talk to him more often. Russ, I mean, listen, I realize you're a busy person, but we got to get you back on here more often, sir.
I'm trying. Most people tell me I'm a very trying person. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We thank you, as always, for getting up and being a part of the show,
man.
And like I said, we look forward to talking to you ASAP.
Thanks again.
LOL. You got it.
There you go, man. Russ Rex, for joining us. I didn't get a chance to get into my AFC North questions I had for him. And like I said, he just gets going there. He mentioned Falcons and Jets. We got that game for you if you can't get in front of a TV. Coming up top of the hour, we got the Wait For Tailgate Show pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, we do have Sunday Night Football for you. And wedged in between, Hawks at Philadelphia down on V103.
Two picks more than the Jets.
That's right. Yeah, buddy. But, sir, I was going to ask you, when's the last time in your lifetime you remember there was a question mark? I mean a big question mark about each starting quarterback in the AFC North, meaning Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland.
Wow.
Each one of those quarterbacks is worthy of a conversation as to what's going on. And Lamar is probably, you know, top of that food chain, but still, all of them.
Yeah.
You can question what's going on with them. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg. We're going to walk this thing right up to 9 o'clock, get you set for today's action. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.